Next week in Dallas, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops will take place in the shadow of the worst scandal in the history of the American Church, the decision by some bishops to transfer priests who had sexually molested children and teenagers has infuriated Catholics across the country. The question of what should be done now has been debated inside the church, and a bishops' committee is preparing to recommend actions, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It is a formidable task. How, over the course of 1 3-day conference, do you restore the trust of millions of American Catholics? This assignment falls to a small group of 8 bishops on the Ad Hoc Committee on Sexual Abuse of the U.S. Conference of Bishops. It is their job to come up with the recommendations that, if approved, will begin the process of healing the church's self-inflicted wounds.
Obviously, we're concerned. But anxiety, no. I think that this is a time for calm and clear-sighted leadership, and that's what I think the bishops will be able to provide.
Archbishop John Myers from Newark is a member of the Sexual Abuse Committee.
I think you can be sure that the document will be victim-centered, that we will very much be concerned about those who have been harmed or are currently suffering from past harms. You can be sure that the bishops will apologize in some way for a harm and suffering which has occurred, whoever is responsible for it. I think you will find very serious and strong commitments that this will not happen in the future.
Catholics around the country were disappointed and angered at some of the language that came out of Pope John Paul II's meeting with American cardinals in April. That meeting produced a document that urged the bishops to take action against priests whose sexual misconduct was, quote, notorious and serial. For many Catholics, that was setting the bar too low. The frustrated reaction to those words has not gone unnoticed by the bishops on the ad hoc committee. Bishop George Niederauer is from Salt Lake City.
Words like notorious and serial are very unhelpful. I think that whatever the wording is that might relate to those concepts is going to be a little more carefully expressed than that.
Many Catholics would like to see the bishops adopt a policy of zero tolerance. In other words, if there are credible accusations of sexual misconduct between a priest and a child or teenager, that priest should be suspended and immediately reported to civil authorities. But in addition to the questions about how to handle abusive priests, there are questions about what to do with the bishops around the country who quietly transferred predatory priests from parish to parish. Father Richard McBrien is a professor of theology at the University of Notre Dame.
If we're going to have zero tolerance for priests, then we must have zero tolerance also for bishops. If we find one instance where a bishop knowingly reassigned a predatory priest to a parish where children are in harm's way, that bishop too must be forced to resign. That would involve a lot of bishops, by the way.
McBrien says the scandal has paralyzed the church on both sides of the political spectrum because some of the most powerful bishops are involved.
And it has nothing to do with liberals and conservatives in this regard. Both are at fault. So it would involve Cardinal Law in Boston, Cardinal Egan in New York, Cardinal Mahoney in Los Angeles, Archbishop Weakland in Milwaukee, Bishop McCormick in Manchester, New Hampshire. And you can go on and on.
The bishops on the ad hoc committee say that the problem of religious sexual misconduct is too finely nuanced for policies like zero tolerance or one strike and you're out. Bishop Niederauer says many bishops are inclined to make a distinction between repeat offenders and a priest who may have had one incident years ago.
There may be a difference with regard to a priest who had this happen once 30 years ago, went for treatment, was pretty much rehabilitated, has given exemplary service ever since. What we're concerned about in this document is to make sure that that kind of thing doesn't happen again.
This seems to be the direction the committee is headed, to craft a standard which addresses the sexual misconduct scandal from a this day forward point of view. According to sources close to the deliberations, the committee will propose a standard that urges all bishops to report all future incidents of sexual misconduct. But even here, the Conference of Bishops has no authority to hold any bishop accountable. It can only make recommendations. After that, it is up to the individual bishops. Richard McBrien at Notre Dame says that even though the bishops have heretofore jealously guarded their prerogatives, the scandal has changed that political landscape. McBrien believes the bishops will abide by the committee's recommendations if and when they're approved.
Because the crisis has broken out in such a dramatic fashion, and it has really gone out of control, and they realize the great harm that's been done, not just to the church, but to their own reputation, their own credibility. Now they're willing to take the kind of measures that they were not willing to take back in the 1980s. I think they've been ordered to do so by the Vatican.
McBrien says that for the Vatican, the style of the bishops' meeting in Dallas will be every bit as important as the meeting's substance.
They want to avoid the bishops appearing to be bewildered, not knowing what to do. And they also want to avoid any perception that there is division in the bishops' conference on some of the controversial issues that have been in the news and in discussion over the past few months. Clerical celibacy, the role of women in the church, the manner in which bishops are appointed to the hierarchy. They don't want a discussion to spill over into those areas.
And what about the bishops who transferred sexually abusive priests from one parish to another? Will there be any effort by the conference to hold them accountable? Bishop Niederauer says no.
I think that's really between them and the Holy See. After all, the Pope appointed bishops, and it's the Pope who would have to ask for their resignations, not the Bishops' Conference. The Bishops' Conference didn't appoint them, and the Bishops' Conference can't remove them.
Since January, hundreds of cases of alleged abuse have been reported across the country, and many priests have been suspended. The credibility of the church hierarchy has been called into question by a broad cross-section of its Catholic constituency. Starting on June 13th in Dallas, the bishops will try to put it all back together again. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.